You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For the first time ever in American history, a former president of the United States has been indicted
on criminal charges. A grand jury in New York voting to indict Donald Trump
in connection with the hush money payment scheme.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
The Democrats know this has nothing to do with the law. They will use any power that they have to interfere in the next presidential election.
This ushers in a very dark era of political persecution and prosecution that we normally associate with the Soviet Union or with banana republics.
This is stuff that would make Mao, Stalin, Pol Pot, it would make them blush.
President Trump is deciding that he is going to fight these charges and he'll have his day in court.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The thugs and tyrants attacking our movement have no idea of the sleeping giant that they have awoken.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The Gathering Stormy. That's the front page of the New York Post today. New York grand jury votes to charge ex-president in porn star quote-unquote payoff. You know, they have multiple grand juries going with Jack Smith, the special counsel. And one of them concerns the papers at Mar-a-Lago, the classified documents. First, we were told they were nuclear secrets. That story imploded after a few hours on the Washington Post front page.
Your papers, please.
Now, it's very interesting that, there's a grand jury investigating this. And I know there is a special counsel investigating Joe Biden's papers, which are much more voluminous than Donald Trump's, and they've been out and about for many, many years. But here's a story. This story is not appearing anywhere. And again, it's kind of overshadowed by what's happened the last 24 hours. But I mentioned it just briefly yesterday. The National Archives found 1,170 pages of presidential records at the University of Pennsylvania's think tank. It runs with President Joe Biden. That's the one that's above the steakhouse in downtown Washington, D.C. 1,170 pages. And talk about a story that's getting a good leaving alone by the...
Your papers are not in order.
I'm going to guess that there aren't, that the FBI in its raid last August at Mar-a-Lago did not discover 1,170 pages. And this was just one. This was at the steakhouse. This doesn't even include the 9 boxes they found in the lawyer's office in Boston that they had moved up. And they've got and the papers in the garage. I mean, how many pages of documents do they have? And yet it's gotten maybe, I don't know, 1/100th of the ink airtime that Trump's Mar-a-Lago raid produced. But there's not a double standard here, is there? No, not at all. Not at all. 844-500-4242. By the way, we're sold out of the Eden Pure Thunderstorms, the special deal, the $70 off. It was a great deal, and again, we thank everybody who's bought a Thunderstorm from the Howie Carr Show store or from Eden Pure Thunderstorm under any conditions. And we'll have other specials as time goes on, but we're sold out of the today's cheap bastard deal. 844-500-4242. You know, they don't call people at least in Massachusetts and a lot of other states too. They don't call people getting out of jail. They don't call them jailbirds anymore, ex-cons or felons. I forget what they call them, newly transitioned, but it's not transition because that now has a different meaning too. But it's newly returning citizens or something to that. Not reform. No, that's not the word either. Not reformed. That would be too silly even for Democrats to say. I think it's returning. I think returning citizens. They put aside like millions of dollars now for returning citizens because we don't want to stigmatize anybody, right? Well, guess what they were doing today on The View? And we haven't even pulled any of the sound because it just happened a few hours ago. And who's got a stomach for watching The View? I'm reading from the New York Post. The View mocks Trump's grandchildren for having grandparents with mugshots. I don't think that's politically correct to say something like that anymore. I've been criticized for mentioning the fact that Representative Ayanna Pressley, a member of the squad from Dorchester, is married to the person I call a jailbird. It's very, very pejorative of me, even though he is, in fact, a jailbird. But the View is supposed to be woke to the max. How dare they talk about mugshots? 844-500-4242. And again, if you could think of stuff that the kind of people that are really yucking it up, and the people that are in front of Trump Tower right now. Remember, Trump said, "I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and nothing would happen." Maybe it's time for him. I don't want him to kill anybody, but maybe he should have some incident where he can shoot somebody, and then they can let him out with no. They would just pat him on the shoulder and say, "Oh, you poor boy," and let him go. They don't arrest people for committing real crimes in New York City. Why would they arrest him for shooting someone on Fifth Avenue? He made it as a joke several years ago, but it's probably true. Re-entering.
The twice impeached, one term, once indicted, but who's counting? Former president is reportedly facing more than 30, count them, criminal charges. So, how do we feel about this unprecedented moment in American history?
I called it.
Did you? We feel good. Begging for applause.
I said
kosher.
He would be held criminally responsible because no one is above the law. He would be at the very least charged.
Right.
He not only has the New York case, he has the Georgia case, he has the Department of Justice cases,
though
there are two or three of them there.
I
mean, you can't commit so many crimes and think that you are above the law, even if you are the president.
So it really is a celebration of the law.
It's a celebration of the law and how it applies to all of us.
Well, it applies to all of us, at least as long as we're Republicans. Re-entering citizens. They're re-entering their life of crime. They're re-entering the fentanyl industrial complex. They're re-entering the carjacking industrial complex. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Those jailbirds are called Democrat voters. Yeah, most of them are. That's why they want to give them back the vote, even in the states where they're specifically under state law forbidden from casting ballots. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, and you know, Howie, there has to be some group like Judicial Watch or somebody that has to file lawsuits against these states that went to the absentee ballot requests that require only a signature, nothing else to get that. And I own a house in Brockton, and in 2020, three people that no longer reside in the state got those absentee ballot requests.
Yeah.
If I wanted
no, I,
to,
I know. I could tell you firsthand. You know, I'm no longer a legal resident of Massachusetts, nor is the mailroom manager, nor is my youngest daughter. She lives in New York, and we all got the requests. We all got the ballot. I mean, but you know, the thing is, Tom, that's the law. We have to deal with that. That's another thing Amy Carnevale said in her letter, which you can get at which I tweeted out. You know, they're gonna have to be working on these you know, harvesting mail-in ballots. That's why we now have an 80% increase in the income tax, because the previous Republican administration didn't do anything about it. The Democrats were out collecting. You know, if you applied for the signatures, if you applied for an absentee ballot, the Democrats, or in the teachers union specifically, went and asked you. They went and they sought you out and they said, "Will you vote to increase the income tax?" And if you said yes, they figured you were going to vote for Mara Healey anyway and all the rest of the Democrats. That's how they got it. The Republicans have to play the same game as the Democrats. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible situation that we find ourselves in. But you got to do the ballot harvesting, whatever is allowed under the law. And you can't challenge the stupid Jim Lyons crowd. They said, "We're going to file a court challenge." What are you going to challenge it on? It was passed by the legislature and signed into law by the Republican governor. I mean, you got to play the game once it's on the books. You can't just file this stupid challenge and think your stupid campaign contributors are going to keep supporting you. They're going to figure it out sooner or later. Thanks for the call there, Tom. Victor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Victor.
Howie, I've been a listener for 30 years, brother. Really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And I've got a comment and then a question regarding Professor Dershowitz. My comment is America is going to go away because the voters are as dumb as the dodo birds. They couldn't see it coming as the enemy was walking right up to them. We voted these morons back into office to... after they had destroyed our economy, after Comey, the director of the FBI, came out and said, "Well, I couldn't indict Hillary. No one would find her guilty." Mm-hmm. Remember that comment?
Yes, I do.
On and on and on are examples of where the Democrat, socialist, communist machine is simply gobbling up our rights. So my question after all of that is, if you could ask Professor Dershowitz, can they expedite a motion to the Supreme Court to see if the federal offense is supportable? Can that get dismissed by the Supreme Court and therefore dismissing the case?
I think it's got to go. It's got to wind its way through. And you know, Bill Barr, who obviously he and Trump are sworn enemies now, because he didn't help Trump on the Hunter Biden laptop. And among many other things. But even Bill Barr said today this case is pathetically weak, pathetically weak. I should go over some of it, some of the outlines of just how pathetically weak it is. But you can't just go immediately to the Supreme Court. They're not going to handle it. And it's a state case, too. That's the other thing. I mean, if it would be easier if it was in the U.S. District Court. But again, the Justice Department, the Southern District of Manhattan, which is the local U.S. attorney, they didn't want anything to do with this case because it is so pathetically weak. Thanks for the call, Victor, and thanks for listening all these years. Under Joe Biden's administration, Silicon Valley Bank collapsed in the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. Only 3 days later, Signature Bank collapsed, marking the third greatest failure in history, with hundreds of other banks across the country at risk of meeting the same catastrophic demise. Respected economists are urging Americans to diversify their wealth and buy gold immediately. With the volatility of the banking system, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Call Monetary Gold to receive our free protection guide at 800-267-6500. Economists are advising smart Americans to protect their money across different assets. That's why at Monetary Gold, we offer a variety of precious metals for investors seeking to diversify. Speak to experts about the benefits of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, and decide which assets are best for your retirement. Call now before the next bank failure strikes. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
Talking something you can't do judiciously unless you keep it practice.
Howie Carr.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
We have some good news for those of you who were trying to get the Eden Pure Thunderstorms for the in the VIP special deal. $70 off for just $59, which is the best deal we've ever had, I think. Eden Pure was so happy with the way things went, they sold out in 5 minutes. They've added another 100. So if you want another Eden Pure Thunderstorm, again, one limit, one per customer, but you can get a $70 off, get them for $59. Go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and click on store, and we have 100 more to sell Eden Pure Thunderstorms. They're just fantastic, as everybody knows. That's why they go so fast, and that's why they've sold 300,000 since they started advertising on the radio, and then with us, and then they expanded to other talk shows as well. But anyway, we have another 100 to sell, so get on board right now. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store, and you can get them. 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is why are Democrats trying to frame Trump? They want him to win the GOP nomination, they want him to lose the GOP nomination, or they just hate him and don't care how it plays out.
I think they can't help themselves. They just have to go after him like a dog chasing a cat.
83% say they just hate him.
Yeah. I've thought about this a lot. That's the only they're not thinking rationally here. And people are saying, you know, anyone who watches The View is really happy here. I would add anyone who bought a Tony Fauci candle. Anyone who bought a pair of Robert Mueller mittens, remember those? They had all kinds of tchotchkes for Robert Mueller.
Anyone who bought Andrew Cuomo's book.
before it was sent back to, and trashed and recycled, Andrew Cuomo's book. That's a good one, too. Yeah. 844-500. Anyone who has a hate has no home here sign in their front yard. That's another one. Anyone who has a Bernie Sanders sticker on the back of their car, on the back of their Yugo. By the way, Bernie says he's not worth $8 million. I agree. He's probably worth $20 million or $30 million. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 339. How about Joe Biden's grandchildren who have a parent with them naked? Well, you know all the stuff about the Biden family. They don't have mug shots, but they have a much worse rap sheet than all of them, or should have a much worse rap sheet than any member of the Trump family. 844-500-4242-781. It doesn't matter if the cases are pathetically weak. You know that, and everybody knows that, but it doesn't matter. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Thank you, Howie. I guess the ladies of The View, if you collectively, they have an IQ of negative 12, but that's another story. You know, the Trump indictment with the judicial system, they've eliminated the first four major issues plaguing this country. What about the Biden crime syndicate and its collusion with China, Nancy Pelosi, insider trading, Adam Schiff, he knew about the Russia hoax, and it was fraudulent, and he still pushed it through, and Chuck Schumer inciting attacks against Chief Justice Brett Kavanaugh. I think these are all issues that need to be addressed before the ham sandwich in Manhattan. What do you think?
I agree, Jay, but it's not going to happen. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Here's the Babylon Bee headline today. Biden relieved after learning the president being indicted for shady financial dealings is just Trump. That's They do a lot of good ones, but that's probably the best one this week's, at least so far. Still a few hours left. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. This is from the Fox News. In May 2021, financier George Soros pushed $1 million into the Color of Change PAC, Political Action Committee, which turned around and spent big, backing Alvin Bragg's candidacy. Soros' son, Jonathan Soros, and Jonathan's wife, Jennifer Allen Soros, also donated directly to Bragg's campaign, according to New York campaign finance records reviewed by Fox News Digital. On April 26, 2021, Jonathan Soros sent a $10,000 check to the now district attorney's coffers state filing show. 3 days later, his wife added a $10,000 contribution to the campaign. Soros has been electing district attorneys all over the country, as you know, in big cities and in the suburbs and places like D.C., around D.C. And they've just they flipped. It's a cheap investment to pick these people off, and you could destroy a community with a D.A. not prosecuting anything. And Soros has realized that. He's Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, Kim Fox in Chicago, Kim Gardner in St. Louis, George Gascon in L.A. have all received massive boosts from his money. And I think Chesa Boudin, too, who's been ejected as San Francisco D.A., I think he had a lot of his money as well. Soros' district attorney operation usually involves his longtime treasurer, Whitney Timas, establishing pop-up political action committees in states where he targets the races. They also targeted the sheriff of Bristol County, Tom Hodgson, knocked him off. The Republican sheriff had been there for 26 years. He was a great sheriff. He's a great guy. And they had all this Soros money coming in for mailings. And again, there was nobody at the top of the Republican ticket, no organizations. The Jim Jones Lions was just suing other Republicans, spending all the money chasing other Republicans on the state committee. It was insanity. And Hodgson was narrowly defeated. But there was a lot of Soros money in that fight, too. Once set up, this pop-up political action committee, the financier injects money into the PACs, which tend to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars backing his preferred candidates. The PACs typically dissolve after the elections. So that's how, and again, this case against Trump was disregarded once by Bragg, even though he's, a Soros guy. And it was also nixed by his predecessor, Cyrus Vance Jr. How corrupt is Cyrus Vance Jr.? Cyrus Vance Jr. is the guy who wouldn't prosecute Harvey Weinstein, who's now basically doing life in prison for raping all kinds of women. And the New York Police Department gave Cyrus Vance audio tape of Harvey Weinstein apologizing to a starlet, an actress, for raping her. And Cyrus Vance Jr. refused to indict Harvey Weinstein because he was God. As what's her name? The star whose name is escaping me right now because I hate her. I hate her work. 844-500-4242. 844.
That doesn't really narrow it down, does it?
She's got a long nose. No, not Barbara Streisand. No, what the hell is her name? She's blonde. And she said, Harvey Weinstein is God. At the Oscars, she said this once. Someone will tell us. Someone will tell me. 844-500-4242. You have
Meryl
to play
Streep?
Meryl Streep, that's it. Meryl Streep, yeah. You have to play Biden today in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. He kept calling the town Rolling Stone. Oh, man, we got to get that one. Like a rolling stone. 844-500-4242. I have a feeling he doesn't know much about Bob.
The town of Rolling Stone will be back, and we'll be with you every step of the way. And I said rolling fork, rolling stone. I got my mind going here.
It's gone. No, it's gone. It's long gone. It's not going. It's gone. Let's hear that one again.
The town of Rolling Stone will be back, and we'll be with you every step of the way. I said rolling fork, rolling stone. I got my mind going here.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. 844-500-4242. Oh, my goodness. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Yeah, I think on opening day, in honor of opening day, Soros turned a double play. He not that it's an injustice that Trump was indicted, but that jury had one foot out the door. And I think Soros called in a favor based on the money he donated to Brass campaign. I also think people were down in the I'm in the area of where that Tennessee shooting was, and there's people that were calling for name escapes me, but her suicide note basically.
Oh, the manifesto. Yeah, Audrey Hale.
Manifesto. Yeah.
Yeah. All that stuff went by the board.
Exactly. Nobody's talking about it today.
Right. And like I said, the 1,170 pages that the National Archives admitted this week that they found at the Penn Biden Center, so-called, or the Biden Penn Center, whatever it is, above the restaurant in D.C. That's all. You know, no one's talking about that either. No one's talking about the indictment of SBF. You know, they issued a superseding indictment this week. He was bribing the Chinese. So again, he's SBF, who was the second biggest donor to the Democrats in the 2022 cycle, who said he was going to donate $1 billion to the Democrats in 2024. He's the guy from the crypto. He turned crypto into kleptocurrency. He's getting money from the Ukrainians from their payoffs or their foreign aid from the Americans. They're turning around and giving it to Sam Bankman-Fried, and then he's bribing the Chinese. And by the way, he's the second biggest Democrat donor there is. And his parents teach it at Stanford Law School, where they shouted down a Trump judge last week. And his girlfriend, who's indicted and is now a cooperating witness, her father is a professor at MIT, where he taught with the guy who is now the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's a small world, isn't it? Very small, if you're a Democrat. And she went to Newton North High School with Jake Auchincloss, the new congressman from that district, my district in Massachusetts. And Jake Auchincloss's father is Hugh Auchincloss, who was the chief deputy to Anthony Fauci in the federal government. And he did a lot of insider trading at the time, made a lot of money off of the, as the Wall Street Journal has reported, right when COVID was taken off. 844-500-4242-339. Did Soros' dog also contribute to Fat Alvin? There's one good thing about Bragg now. You know, they've been talking about renaming Fort Bragg down in Fayetteville, the big army base, because it's named after a Confederate general. Now it can continue to be named Fort Bragg, only it won't be named after the Confederate general anymore. It'll be named after Alvin Bragg.
Hey.
844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets. I don't get how Soros can't be stopped. Why can't he be deported? I think he's a U.S. citizen, Bruce from the Mets. I think he long ago. You know, the leftists want to deport Elon Musk. They can't deport him. He's an American citizen. They wanted to deport Rupert Murdoch years ago, but he became an American citizen too. 844-500-4242. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. How are you tonight?
Thank you. Good.
I was calling in reference to your poll question.
Yes.
And I was listening all day long. I listened to either talk radio or podcasts at work, and somebody brought up a pretty, what I think is a fair point, is I think what's going to go down is they're going to allow Trump to be nominated for the Republican Party, and yeah. in the 11th hour, all these states with corrupt people,
prosecutors
in the higher up positions, are going to pass laws, or like they did with COVID, to make it so somebody who's under indictment or has any kind of.
No, I think that one could go to the Supreme Court. I think that's a conspiracy theory. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're just trying to, again, dust him up with the sort of the not just the low info voters, but even more important to the Democrat Party, the no info voters. That's what this is all about. I don't think they can keep him off the ballot if he wins the nomination. And I think there is an element in the Democrat Party that sees this as a way to solidify his support. And indeed, since he made that announcement, I think it was two Saturdays ago, the day after St. Patrick's Day, when he made the announcement early in the morning, his lead over Ron DeSantis has widened. At least, and again, national polls don't mean much, but they've widened. And I think this is a good, short term. I don't know about long term. I don't think it's good for him long term. It's not ever good to be indicted. You know, no matter how much they're framing you, it's not a positive development. It's always a disappointment, as we always say. But short term, it may be benefiting him. They say he's raised millions of dollars since March 18th. I think it's I think they're saying $2 million he's raised, which I'm surprised, actually, it's not more than that. Thanks for the call, though, Jeff. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So the mailroom manager is out of town this weekend, so I'm on my own. And I just was checking the freezer today to see what I'm going to be cooking. And, boy, have I got some good stuff from Omaha Steaks. And I think I took out some I'm going to take out. They told me not to take it out till I want to put it in the oven. The baked potatoes, stuffed baked potatoes. Oh, they're fantastic. It's just the sides are also great with Omaha Steaks. It's not just steaks. They also have the air-chilled chicken. I took out the breast of air-chilled chicken. I'm going to cook it up and put it on top of a salad. Maybe I'll even try to blacken it. That's a little too complicated for me. But anyway, I got some hot dogs out. I'm going to cook them. Maybe I'll have a filet mignon too. All this stuff. That's what I'm going to be eating all weekend long is stuff, the sides and the desserts as well from Omaha Steaks. It's just wonderful. Spring is in the air, and that can mean only one thing: spring grilling. The steak experts at Omaha Steak have made it easy to spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. With 50% off site-wide, you can grab all your favorites like the ones I just talked about, the steaks, the ocean fresh seafood, juicy burgers. I'm out of the burgers. I've eaten them already. And the incredible air-chilled chicken and the decadent desserts. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout, you'll get an additional $30 off your order. So right now, this is the twice-yearly sale, 50% off site-wide for any kind of steaks or any other kind of products you want, or just get a regular standard box. It's the perfect way to get fired up and spring into something special. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code Howie at checkout, and take advantage of this deal. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, and you're going to want to hurry because 50% off site-wide is only happening for a limited time and only happens twice a year. So don't miss your chance to save while you can. Visit omahasteaks.com, use code Howie at checkout, and get an additional $30 off, plus the 50% off, when you shop their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required. I'm Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Galley.
On HowieCarrShow.com.
You gotta ask yourself the question, do I feel lucky? Well, do you? punk.
The Howie Carr Show.
We're sold out again. These thunderstorm air purifiers. They're going like the proverbial hotcakes today. But thanks to everybody who bought one, the VIP special. Thanks to Eden Pure for giving us another 100 to sell, and we appreciate it. And the 100 people that got them are going to be very appreciative as well. So check they're gone, but check out our store, HowieCarshow.com. Click on the store. We got a lot of other good stuff like the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa Jewelry Cleaning System. It's that's on sale for $40. It's an $80 value. We got all kinds of other stuff as well. 844-500-4242. 339. Put dishwasher on at the beginning of your show. It just finished. Does a great job, but takes too long. Yeah, that was a subject earlier in the week. It will be a continuing source of irritation for all of us in the years ahead, I think. Even if Trump is elected, he tried to do something about it, but as soon as the Democrats got in, they rescinded all they returned all the regulations that he had lifted on everything to make it easier to, you know, have a dryer that works, a dishwasher, a laundry machine, anything. They want to make it tough. They want to punish you. And they want to, by the way, the Democrats, though, are 29 Democrats joined all the Republicans in the House to I don't know if it was a resolution. I guess it was a resolution that means it's not binding. But they said, don't bleep around with the gas stoves. That's a large number of Democrats crossing the aisle. I can't remember the last time that happened. It's been a while. It's because there's only, a little over 200 Democrats. So that means, 15% of them said, no mas with the gas stoves. 844-500-4242. 413 says, keep singing between commercials. Entertains me on Rumble. Like a Rolling Stone. Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, did the funkiest time in your time, didn't you? Well, that was brought on by Brandon today, confusing Rolling Fork, Mississippi with Rolling Stone. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Hey. Is there anything that we can do to stop George Soros? Because it is obvious he is all for the destruction of our country, and he's using his money and buying people. I mean, that's corruption, or is that racketeering?
It's, there's a thing that Senator Plunkett of Tammany Hall at the turn of the 20th century used to talk about, legal graft. And this is legal graft. I mean, he can get away with it. He can buy these people off. Look, you're in Maine, I think, Dr. Luke. He got the DA in Cumberland County, Portland. No one had ever spent more than $30,000 to get elected district attorney of Cumberland County, the largest county in Maine, and he just went in and threw all this money out, and they knocked off a guy who was a moderate Democrat. It's shocking what they get away with. I mean, you know, when you see what they've done in all these places like Chicago, St. Louis, Philadelphia, L.A., you would think that the people would wake up and say, hey, we don't want that, even if it's a small town. He pulled it off in all the suburbs around the Beltway, around D.C. Same thing. He picks these district attorneys, these local prosecutors off for short money. It's a lot better investment than a senator. A senator is 1 out of 100. A congressman is 1 out of 435. The D.A. can call the shots. He can stop prosecuting people. And that's what's happening with Bragg in Manhattan. Manhattan. Thanks for the call, Dr. Luke. I wish there was some answer, but there really is no answer. 844-500-4242-339. Did AOC cross the aisle for the gas stove? You know, that would be interesting. Let's see if we can get a roll call vote on the gas stove, the 29 Democrats who did the right thing. Probably were... They had to do it. I'm sure they're sad. I'm Howie Carr. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. We all know someone, maybe even ourselves, who didn't plan to get divorced, who didn't plan to lose a loved one, or who didn't plan to...